Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Lisa.fm Book Club, where we cover books that are designed to awaken your consciousness. And you've probably heard of this book, The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle. It actually came out before A New Earth, but it's very relevant to today, more than ever. So I'm joined by Michael Mijas, who's an author and attorney. And Michael leads a group called Transformational Thursdays, where you talk about the teachings of Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, and A New Earth.
Absolutely. It's Transformational Third Thursdays at Bank of Books. It happens on the third Thursday of every month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. That's Bank of Books here in Ventura. And the whole idea is to spread consciousness transformation within the community. We've had a wonderful response here within the community. And the whole idea for everybody there is everybody is working on their own personal transformation, which we're all intending to work with the global collective transformation that we're all experiencing right now.
It seems like there has already been a shift in the energy now that the election is behind us and we have Obama coming into office. And it just seems like everyone's kind of sighed a sigh of relief. And we see change coming into office.
It's really an interesting change, too, because it's a change that has, it seems that automatically Barack Obama has become the president representing the world. All of a sudden, we have a global expansion or transformation of this one post that has been so unique to, say, American politics for so long.
And Eckhart Tolle's books, whether it's The Power of Now or A New Earth, really the same teachings are reinforced. And one of the main teachings of Eckhart Tolle is that you are not your mind.
We talk about this evolutionary state that we are here, this, you know, Armageddon state, this transitional state, this 2012, you know, the end of the Mayan calendar. What it really represents, this, you know, again, this Armageddon that is stated in all the major religions that is biblical, Christian, Catholic, Judaism, Islam, is a death. But it's not a death to mankind, so to speak. It is a death to the ego. It is a transformation out of the mind, the thought state, into the state of being the higher energy consciousness that we are born into this world of, that we sort of are conditioned out of, and we spend our lifetime to return to this so-called Garden of Eden state. And it all begins with right now. It all begins with the energy of this moment, which allows us to escape the mind.
And that's what he means by the power of now, is always being in the moment. You are not your mind. When you can get to the point where you're noticing the thinker, where you're observing the thinker, then that's the first step to understanding you're not your mind, and also being able to be in the now.
That transformational state involves removing ourselves from the ego platform, the false identity of who we are. You talk about mind, thinking, past and present. What the mind does is it tends to lodge into the past, what our identification was, who we were, what our past is all about, or our mind lodges into some place in the future.
And what he so interestingly points out in the CD, or whether the book, whether you're reading, is no matter where you go, you're always in the now. So it's always right now. So that's kind of a good reminder that, yeah, what are you worrying about? A lot of people are, as you said, worrying about yesterday or tomorrow. And if you can just be in the moment and really take in the moment. And one way to be in the now is to walk in nature. And when you walk, is to really notice what you're seeing in the trees and really observe everything as you go.
Putting your energy into all your senses into that moment, staying out of the preconditioned mind state. We're constantly breathing this energy into us. Most of this energy usually gets wasted through the mind. Yet when we disidentify from the mind and we get into the now, into the appreciation of all that we've got, it expands our own consciousness, which expands our energy state, raises our vibration, and raises the probability of bringing like energy into our life instead of this negative energy, which gets, again, caught into the negative thought patterns, which are reflected through negative emotional patterns.
And he suggests one way to be in the now is to not, as you mentioned, we get so caught up in what's going on in our head and are playing old things over and over, old tapes. And he suggests one way for being able to be okay in the now is to make yourself transparent. If you make yourself transparent, things won't stick to you like the guy that just cut you off in traffic, or if something's not going your way or something isn't being done the way you want it. If you make yourself transparent and not let yourself be bothered by that, it helps you to be in the now.
When that irritating, triggering moment comes up, or some people in your life, a mother-in-law, whatever it is, make yourself transparent so when that negative energy, it comes to you, it doesn't reflect off of you, but it passes right through you. And you don't soak up any of that negative energy. It is a wonderful tool for dealing with little negative moments in our lives. Becoming transparent, it has worked for me, and obviously you've gone transparent just listening to me at this moment.
Well, Louise Hay reminds me of something that someone told me Louise Hay said. She's, in any moment where you're not happy or you think that you're going to be bumming about something, say, what if it were just okay? What if everything were just okay? Whatever the situation is, it's bothering you.
It's one of Eckhart Tolle's main guidelines is what he calls surrender, which is basically accepting any kind of situation, accepting the moment as it is, accepting your situation as it is rather than resisting. We know that resistance leads to persistence. Anything that you resist, that you don't accept, I'm unhappily married, and you keep telling yourself you're unhappily married. I hate my job. You keep telling yourself you hate your job. People have the ability to deal with. Now, that's a life situation. Don't intermingle your life and your life situation.
And the power of now can help you do it. This is the Lisa.fm 7-Minute Book Club. Michael Mejas, author and attorney, and leading the transformational Third Thursdays in Ventura, California. And there are various ways to read The Power of Now or get it. It's on CD. You can listen to it. There's the book, and then there's the Practicing the Power of Now, which is the essential teachings. It's a small book, which is great if you don't want to dive into the big book, or if you've already read it and you want to just have a quick reminder. On the back of Practicing the Power of Now, it says, all you really need to do is accept this moment fully, then you're at ease in the here and now and at ease with yourself. And that was, as you just said, don't resist what it is you don't like, be okay with it, and then that way you're able to move on to change and transform your life through accepting what is.
When you operate from that high vibrational state, it makes every moment very powerful and a new and exciting moment to live in your life.
And that's a part that I remember from A New Earth, to be less human and more being is what we should be striving for.
It seems to be a balance.
Some great points. Michael Mejas, thanks for being here today.
My website, Michael Mejas, MEHAS.com. I also have a blog site where we write a lot about this, also other social issues, including the abolishment of the death penalty and juvenile rights on www.stolenboy.com.
And that is your award-winning book, so congratulations on that as well.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
You're listening to the Lisa.fm Book Club on Lisa.fm. Sign up through iTunes or at the podcast page at Lisa.fm so you don't miss an episode. This is Lisa.fm.